I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Restaurant Week is right around the corner in Marquette. It's presented by the East Side Originals, the East Side Independent Restaurant Association. And we found out more from Michelle Cook and Kim LaHillier.
We're a group of independently owned and operated restaurants that are located in the downtown dining district. And every year we do a Restaurant Week. Mm-hmm. So we would like to invite everybody to come down and do a foodie tour of our East Side Dining District.
What I like about this is you guys take the effort to put together a bit of a description, a flyer, a folder type thing that people can pick up. This and it's got the various restaurants that are in it. But what's really nice is you have a map. And I have to admit that a map isn't always something that groups think about. But if you're maybe visiting or you're not familiar with all these places, you have it all laid out.
Yeah, and our downtown is a walkable downtown, mm-hmm. So it's great to be able to just grab that foodie tour brochure and kind of work your way, eat your way through downtown Marquette.
Well, both of you are affiliated with a couple of key places on this list. Kim LaHillier with us. Of course, many of us know you from your restaurant, but for those that aren't familiar with it, your place, tell them where you're with and what you specialize in.
Well, we have a business, which is part of the East Side Originals, called Togo's. We've been in business over 50 years, 54, 55 years now.
Wow.
And we specialize in sub sandwiches and wraps and things like that. But our food is just, you know, more casual, takeout, delivery, pickup window type thing, but it's just a great thing for the community to have, you know, like
anybody that has spent any time in Marquette knows about Togo's. I mean, it's a classic, and people come back and they come back to Marquette. They go straight to, I mean, I know people that come to Marquette. They go straight to Third Street. They go to Togo's and they want to do that. But that's nice. I mean, and this is truly the personification of independent, locally owned restaurants with Togo's. And Michelle, you are with a well-known place in Marquette where a lot of people stay at, which is with the Landmark, and you have some great food options there.
Yeah, the great thing of our location is we're right in the heart of downtown, and we do have two restaurants as well as a lounge. So we offer not only to our visiting guests that are staying with us, but also our local patrons as well. Everything from our Piedmont, which offers breakfast, as well as Northern Italian cuisine. Mm-hmm. And then our Northland Pub is, your traditional English pub grub.
Yeah.
So we got several options there. But, all of the restaurants downtown encompass a wide range of flavors, mm-hmm. Everything from fine dining, local seafood, artisan baked goods, ethnic cuisine sandwiches like Togo's. So we got a lot of gems downtown.
I'm Walt Lindela in the studio with Michelle Cook and Kim LaHillier. They're both here with the East Side Originals, the East Side Independent Restaurant Association in Marquette. They're here to talk about something that is coming up here. It's actually starting in a couple of days. Michelle, what is going on with Restaurant Week?
Well, March 4th through the 11th, we have 19 restaurants within our association located in the East Side Dining District, and we'll all be having prefixed menus. They'll be priced at $10 for lunch and $25 for dinner. Mm-hmm. So you want to get out and sample the good eats that we have going on downtown.
Sure. Now, Kim, with this list, I mean, you've got a whole bunch of some great ones that are sort of all up and down the downtown and Third Street. I mean, this is a great bunch of restaurants, and you're all kind of in that spirit of sort of independent. These are really local places.
Right. These are on the east side. The downtown district. But this is, I think, our fifth year, isn't it, with mm-hmm. the Restaurant Week in Marquette? Mm-hmm. And this is something that happens all over the country, but it's kind of cool to have us participating, and it's a great way to try out places that you haven't been or specials that they have for really a great price point.
And there are some key folks that have stepped up to help out, too, to help with sponsorship.
Yes, we would certainly like to thank our sponsorships, Reinhardt Foods, JRJ Food Equipment, and Gilbert's Dairy.
a fantastic opportunity to get out and just have some great meals. And I don't know, I mean, both of you with your various places probably have some special things in the works that you're encouraging folks to come by.
Yep, this on right their website? On the Downtown Marquette Authority website. Mm-hmm. All of the featured menus for Restaurant Week are posted on that website.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really good.
And also our website, theeastsideoriginals.org.
That's the comments of Kim LaHillier and Michelle Cook with the East Side Originals, the East Side Independent Restaurant Association, presenting Restaurant Week next week in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.